I guess.
34. I here we go.
I don't know. We ain't got no website no more.
Who's the best show here?
Sex Show!
Who's the best show here?
Sex Show!
All right, that's pretty good. That's the best one.
I am sure.
Pizza, pizza.
Big O! Showtime!
That's kind of fucking weird, but okay.
Like an inch and a half long.
Right.
My wife doesn't care.
I'd like sweet only.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's the Liquor Think Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. There ain't no funny duddies at a Liquor Bath. For the streaming, go direct to DLNTS.org. And IC channel is a LinuxThink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the calendar's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 1,134 of the Linksling Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Joel.
Yep, I'm
that's
here.
All we have. That's all we have.
Mm-hmm.
And about Murph's listening in the listening booth.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
I was just going through your podcast list on the TLL, it's the LinuxLink.net now.
Yeah, probably TLL, a lot of them need to be retired.
Like, let's see, Floss Weekly. Going Linux is still in production by the looks of it.
Yeah, New World Order's gone. I bet is the Ubuntu podcast gone?
I bet you probably is. Floss Weekly definitely is. They haven't published since last year.
30th of September, 16th of September, 2023 looks like the last episode for Ubuntu podcast.
Well, wait a minute. Oh, hold on a second. The Ubuntu podcast says the last build date was April 14th, 2026.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I'm on their... Did they change their website?
Hold on a second. Maybe did I click on the wrong link?
Because the last thing I see is 16th of April, 2023.
This is linuxmatters.sh. Hold on.
Linux Matters is coming.
Yeah. There's public, there's publications date on that Ubuntu feed. And the MP3 feed. I don't know about the AUG feed.
Oh, it's no longer the Ubuntu podcast, it's Linux Matters.
Yeah.
Well, that needs to be fixed.
Mintcast is still good.
Well.
Surprisingly, Linux and the Ham Shack is still good. They produce shows. NE4RD has done some shows without Russ.
I'm going to assume Nightwise Radio.
Well, yeah, Nightwise.
Is.
And same thing with Linux with the rest of us. I think he is done too.
Nightwise Linux put April 15th, 2026.
Yep.
So.
Oh, wait a minute. Linux for the rest of us has a build date of February. That's interesting. So I guess it's still active. Sorry, Dora.
Wait, maybe Nightwise. I don't know how you. How do you even get the show?
You look at Nightwise Radio.
Yeah.
August in 2024.
Yeah, I think that's done.
Free as in freedom.
I'm pretty sure that's done too, isn't it?
Let me see.
2023.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I haven't heard from them in a long time.
Linux Livecast is not a thing anymore.
Bad Voltage, I think.
Is. But they're very... Oh, wait a minute. Linux Livecast still is producing. Recently, too. April.
Let's see, where's the...
Bad Voltage definitely is. They're just very, very... They're like once every 6 months, it seems.
I don't see when the episode date is on their website.
Linux Gamecast is still producing. International Open Podcast is still producing. Ask Noah probably still is, too, I think.
Dun 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 dun.
Yep. Nas Noah definitely is. Late Night Linux.
Late Night Linux still doing it?
Looks like it.
What are all these Linux shows?
LibreCast.
Yeah, April 13th.
LibreQuest. LibreQuest is too. Wow. There's more active than I thought there was.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Got
Murph. Murph left and disconnected. Oh my gosh.
To hell with Murph.
He's yeah. dead to me now.
I'm gonna fix these.
So anywho, I'm actually already partway packed for my trip because I'm not a last minute packer at all.
And you're is this for work?
Yeah, for work. Denver, Colorado, our user group conference.
Have you ever been to Colorado before?
I have, actually, yes.
Have you been to Denver?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not Denver proper. I was to a suburb of Denver. I took a class, close to Littleton, I think it was.
How long ago was that?
Oh, a long time ago, probably before this show even aired.
Oh, how do you need to handle the altitude change?
I didn't have a problem with it.
I got loopy from the altitude change for the first day I was there.
I'm trying to remember, because when I went there for, I was kind of learning to do my job back in the day, and I was there for IBM training class. In fact, the guy, Cecil Broom was the guy I had a class with there. Which I know nobody probably knows him, but it was the AIX class. So I was there.
AIX, holy mackerel.
Yeah. That's cause that's what I was learning back then. Cause that's what our system at Columbus State used to run on. Up and ran on up until when I left 10 years ago, they were still using it. And they're now on Windows and getting ready to come off of that. When they were on Windows and SQL, and then they're going to a different product. So. But. That's actually what back then was my first exposure to REI. Because back then, they weren't this far east like they are now.
Wait, who's not this far east? Where was
REI,
it?
Back then, REI was not this far east. So that was a long time ago. Back then when I had a pocket PC, man.
Oh my goodness, pocket PC.
Yeah.
That's... What does that look like? Oh my god, that looked like a Palm Pilot, didn't it? Almost.
I'm trying to remember which one I had when. I don't know if I had the Casio one, because I had a Casio one. Then I had a Toshiba E740, which was the first pocket PC that had Wi-Fi in it. Then I had an IPAC. I'm just trying to remember which IPAC I had. I think it was the 5455, which also had Wi-Fi in it. I had the 4355, which had that looked almost like a BlackBerry, and I think that might have been the last pocket PC I had. Cause then it was after that, I think, not long after that, I bought my first, Nokia N770. Which ironically is also obsolete too. Same thing with the two NA10s to the right of me. And they both still work, but you can't use them for much cause any browser it supports is out of date and doesn't have the, all the certificates for SSL, so they don't work at all. Now, I'm trying to remember, what was there was a VoIP thing that we played with back then on those. I'm trying to remember what the name of it was.
On what?
On the Nokia tablets. I'm trying to remember what was the name of that.
This wasn't for the show, was it?
Well, the show was out back then.
Because I don't remember anybody using a VoIP app on... I'm trying to think what VoIP... I'm trying to remember the SIP phones. Was that it? That, you're not talking about that, right?
No. It was more like Skype. I'm just trying... It was more like Skype, but it wasn't Skype. I'm trying to remember what it was. It's, of course, gone now, but... What was on that thing?
Pocket Talk?
No.
VTGO?
What was the VoIP on the...
Zoiper?
No.
Mobile VoIP?
I'm trying to remember. Nokia really screwed the pooch, man. They really could have made something really nice back then. So Nokia N77 is a story from CNET. Woohoo, it's still up there.
Wasn't Fring, was it?
No, Google Talk. Actually, it was Google Talk.
It was Google Talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just not trying to think. I don't remember.
Nokia really could have built something cool, but they just didn't. That's back when I was searching for really wanting a Linux-based handheld, and any Linux-based handheld came out up until that Nokia tablet came out, kind of sucked. And to be honest, there was some things about the Nokia Mamo tablets that weren't that great either. For example, you know, yeah, that was before we had ubiquitous 3G and 4G connections. So it would have been nice if it would have synchronized with something like Palms did, you know, so that you can have your contacts with you send email and stuff when you're not connected to stuff. You know, you send an email then just sync it and do that. But yeah, oh, Gizmo Project. No, it wasn't Google. Well, Google Talk ended up on it, but Gizmo Project was the other one. That was the other one that came on it.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question, Joel, because honestly, I don't know. Because I believe I stopped having a system with Windows or an install of Windows on it.
I don't hardly have Windows running anymore either.
Well, you know what? You'll be able to, since like 2002 or 3 or something, I can't remember when and I haven't really done much with it. One of the things that I recall as being a huge problem, you know, when I was thinking about, you talk about Pocket PC and everything, and I remember when I worked, briefly did that stint at Staples before I moved on to the school districts, and the proliferation of software that was available at places like, you know, the Staples and computer stores and computer shows, that it was one of the categories that sticks out to me is desktop publishing, where you had so many like build, you know, you could create your own greeting cards and create your own newsletters and all those little things. And they would have, here's 4,000 fonts and 20,000 clip arts,
right,
packages,
yeah,
or something like that. And a lot of that software came when you installed it. And this was like before like all this moved to the internet. When you installed it, it installed all these like helper applications and little services that would spin up while, you know, when you would start Windows, and after a while, all those things would just bog the system down.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, and one of the, like, printers were really notorious for not just having, like, drivers, but this entire support application that would tell you how your ink is doing supposedly and do diagnostics for you. And,
And it's, you know, it was like this 800-pound gorilla for a driver. And it was always like causing issues. And then on top of that, you had to run your virus, antivirus software, which was a pig and bloated in the back and taking up all these resources. So I'm trying to remember if when a lot of that stuff kind of moved to the internet and everything. And I guess like the late aughts and the early like 2010s, did they still install that like bullshit along with it?
No, there's not much on. I mean, it's been a few years since I bought a new Windows machine. You know, I bought a Mac last year and I've not looked back and I'm not going to look back, you know. If I were to buy a new machine now, I might consider a Windows machine, but not for anything but playing games. It might be more or less one of those, gaming handhelds, which is kind of, I've kind of been wanting one of those for a minute. Cause that's the thing that I can't, like, gaming on the Mac still sucks. I mean, there are some games, but it's like, you can't load Steam on a Mac and do anything with it. So, I mean, what am I gonna do?
Doesn't good old games run on Mac?
No.
It doesn't?
No, well, there is one thing that will, I bought, I'm trying to remember, did I buy that on GOG? Let me see. Let me sign into my GOG account. Cause I do have a GOG account. I'm trying to remember where I bought it from. I think it was GOG. Let's see, can I see my library? Game says I have 15 games on GOG. Yes, it was GOG. Okay. Now, I've got every Wing Commander game there is. Wing Commander, Wing Commander 2, Wing Commander Prophecy, Wing Commander Secret Ops, which is from Prophecy, Wing Commander 4. I also have SimCity 3000, the Space Quest series, Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, Jagged Alliance, which I hardly played, and Beneath a Steel Sky, which I hardly played. All right. Well,
good old games does have a Mac section.
Yeah, but if I look, when I tried to play like anything beyond Wing Commander 2 on the Mac, it would not play, because Wing Commander 2 and Wing Commander 1 are both games that will run in DOSBox.
Mm-hmm.
The others, I think, wait a minute, this is Windows Wing Commander 4 DOS version. I'll have to see if I can't get Wing Commander 4 to run on my Mac. Cause it should run it just fine. I mean, these are old games too. I mean, they're like, you know what, 90s? SimCity 3000's like early 2000s. You know? Same thing with Roller Coaster Tycoon 3. But now some of these, I wonder if some of these might even run on Linux. I'd have to try it, but I'll have to try it. It's been a while since I looked at GOG, and I know none of the Steam stuff will run. Well, I think none of the Steam stuff will run there. Now, ironically, this laptop running, Catchy OS, will run, Steam and will run, Portal 2. That ran on here, so I can play that on this. You know, but that's also an older game too. But, you know, so it's like, games is the only thing I would possibly need Windows for anymore, unless they finally got better game support on the Mac, which it's not there yet. So I'd either buy a Windows handheld for gaming or a Steam Deck, one of those two. Probably Steam Deck. Although I don't know if GOG will run on the Steam Deck, so it'd probably be more like a Windows. Let's see, which one? It says, of my 15 games, 9 of them are updated. Interesting, that's kind of cool. Then I do have, I think I have the original Kerbal Space program on Steam. And I don't remember what else I have on Steam. Actually, wait, I do. I've got Steam on here, so I can load it and see what else I have. Steam. F-19 Stealth Fighter, that's also an older game. Like, we're talking late 80s, older in the 90s. A lot of the games I like nowadays are not new games. They're old games. I have more fun playing them anyway. Like, the last newer game that I got really hooked into was on my son's Xbox 360 when we first got it. And that was Skyrim, and I got sucked into that for 12 hours that I'll never get back. 12 hours that happened all at once. So what do I have in my Steam Deck? Steam library. I got Portal 2, F-19 Stealth Fighter. I've got, Kerbal Space Programs on Steam. They're supposed to bring out another version. MechWarrior Online. MechWarrior Online. DEFCOM, which is like a nuclear war simulator. Dirt. The complete Dirt series, or Dirt 3 Complete Edition. Dirt Showdown. Star Conflict, which I don't even remember. It's in my library, but it says zero, in the last 2 weeks, 0 minutes, total 0 minutes played, so I never played it. I've got it though. It must have been free. Same thing with the Streamline. And Quake 3 RTX, which I played around with it for a total of 4 minutes only because that was an RTX enabled version of Quake 3. And my old Windows laptop had an RTX enabled graphic GPU on it. Anyway.
You know, I have to say I am quite surprised at the number of games that are running
on Linux now.
Linux. Yeah, I remember back in the day when if you wanted Linux, like this level of Linux gaming, aside from the stuff that was like free and open source, which really good games, you'd have to go to like Loki and they had like 15, 20 games.
Uh-huh.
And now it's just like, whew, not a lot of games.
Thanks to Proton.
Yeah, a lot of games.
I mean, if you can, I can bring modular.
I'm there for it.
One good thing, good and bad thing about my work trip is, there is team dinners every night. And Sunday I'm getting Indian food.
All right, that's the way to do it.
And then Monday we're having Italian. Tuesday we're having Mexican. So
Indian, Italian, Mexican.
Yep. And there's a Planet Fitness just down the street from my hotel. How close is that to my hotel in Denver? Sheraton, Denver, downtown. I wish I had time to go hiking in the mountains there since I'm, freaking in the Rockies, you know.
How long are you going to be there?
Saturday through my flight leaves Wednesday, which means I'm questionable for the show. Probably won't be on it, is my guess. So Sheraton, Denver, downtown.
Wait, that's a Saturday, right?
Next Wednesday. Next Wednesday show.
Okay, yeah. So you're... Nah, man, I understand. You're flying.
Yep. Let's
flying
see.
Flying high again.
Let's see. Planet Fitness in downtown Denver is on 815 16th Street. And is half a mile away, so I can just walk to it from the hotel. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Let me hit the walking. 10 minutes away by foot. So, I guess what I could do is I could run there, do my workout, then run back, right? Or I can take my chances at the Sheraton Hotel and see what their gym's like.
Yeah, I think if you had a choice, you're probably going to get a better workout at Planet Fitness.
You're not joking. Not in the slightest, because even nice hotels like a nice Sheraton or a Hyatt, the gyms usually fucking suck.
Plug that computer of yours in the little business work area?
Yeah.
And get yourself a virus.
Oh, that's what you used to do back in the day, right? Right.
Let me see what that.
That's the worst part is I'm supposed to, that's actually another thing I need to get with my wife on. And Luke's got another tournament in Cincy, they're doing the same one. They do this tournament called the Hoinky. And I think Hoinky was like a guy or a company or something. I forget what it was. But they do a tournament every year and it's always in Cincinnati at the same bowling alley. It starts like now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it goes all the way through like the end of August or something, like all summer. Yeah. There we go. The upside is though, is if he does, he has a chance at winning money. But the odds are pretty high he's not gonna win a damn thing. Cause it's pretty good competition. Let's see, here it is. This is last year. Okay. They're still doing it this year. It's sponsored by Pepsi Beverage. And last year it started on March 8th and did not end until November 23rd. All right.
Uh-huh.
So he bowls 2 days in June. That's when he does. And this is in 2024, there was over $778,000 paid in cash and prizes. It's an adult tournament. It's not, you know, for kids, obviously, because he's not a kid no more.
Right.
Hell, my kid's almost 30. Come on.
There you go.
He's 27 now. I know, right? So, the only thing I know about that trip is, because it's in Cincinnati, Joel gets to go to Jungle Gym's International Market. I am telling you, if you ever get out here, you need to check it out because you will freaking love it, dude. You will freaking love it. I mean, they have an aisle that's nothing but hot sauce. They have things like, they have durian, if you really care, or really wanted to try it, which I don't.
I've had it.
I'm sure they probably have Sir Stroming too, which you also don't want to try. It is oof. But yeah, it's really cool store, and they have like anything from like pop from, well, I can get my favorite pop there, that would be LA, one of my favorites, but like they'll have like all those Jones soda varieties and some of those weird Lester's fixins. You know, like, you know how they have grass soda? I'm sure they have that there too, but then they have like cheese that's out of this world, like any cheese that you can imagine you can get there, like from feta all the way up through like some really weird, strange things. I can get some First Form products there, their energy drinks and their bars there. But it's just an incredible place. They even have like a, you can take classes there.
Mm-hmm.
And learn how to cook different things, you know. And it's super huge. It's just, and it, at least the first few times I went, they didn't have it there, but, they have since did like an expansion and they have like a toy department where you can buy a, like a actual nice looking lightsaber. Not that I would do anything like that, but you know. But like, and they, so they have, and the way it's all done is up, they have in sections, like they have an African section, a Middle Eastern section, Eastern European, European, Hispanic, Indian, Asian, so on and so forth. Yeah, you know, they have like products from all over the world. That's where I found my first, I found and bought my first Dubai chocolate bar. And I probably won't buy it again just because it's okay. It's,
expensive.
It's tasty. Yes, that's the problem. Yeah. But yeah, so it's an interesting store and I don't get to go to it often enough. And it's one of those ones where I literally could probably spend hours in there, but when my wife and my son will not let me, which is probably a good thing. Cause they have cookware too. Like they'll carry La Cusette, cast iron, you know, knives from all over the place. I mean, it's an amazing store. I even found they had somebody there that made, I bought one just because, but, if you've ever, you remember the, Tupperware pitchers that had the lid on it with the button on top? Remember?
Yeah, I remember those.
They had one that looked just like it, and I bought one. Yeah, it was like $4. So, but yeah, it's an amazing store. And, they have like the whole lodge line of cast iron. I drool over the lodge cast iron every time I'm in there just because there's so many that I'd like to have that I don't really, I really shouldn't buy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a cook or a foodie, anything at all, you can pretty much find some pretty cool stuff there. Yeah, and, they also know, yeah, probably the funniest thing too is just how they decorate inside the store, like the bathroom. When you walk up to where the bathroom is, the door to the bathroom is and out like a porta potty. It looks like a porta potty, right? But you open it up and it's got like a Bucky's style and cleanliness bathroom in it. You know, and it's funny, you know, and, they got all these, animatronics and stuff. It is like, it's an incredible store. And there's actually two of them there. Yeah, the cooking school. Let's see. What can you learn how to cook there? Let's see. See, view our class listing. Let's see. Hands-on steakhouse dinner date night cooking with a partner. Hands-on Nana's old school meatballs. Hands-on shrimp scampi. All sorts of stuff like that. You know, a lot of steakhouse dinner ones on the thing now. The cooking state, you can buy a cooking school cookbook of all the recipes and stuff. Yeah, it's wild. It's very cool. In fact, maybe I might make a point to the wife of letting me get a hotel near Jungle Gyms. Cause the one we stayed at last time he did this tournament in, which was in Blue Ash, Ohio, was already booked up solid by the time I looked for it for the weekend he's doing it. But I also gotta buy a tent yet because we're going up to Kelly's Island here in June. But not till I storm the trails down in South Carolina. Looking forward to that very much. But I'm also looking forward to Cava. We're going to get a Cava restaurant. Have you ever had Cava?
How's that spelled?
C-A-V-A. C-A-V-A, yep.
I think I've had Cava. That's
in fact, ooh, cool, it opens June 5th. I'm excited by that. Mediterranean lunch place. Ooh, chicken and rice, Greek salad. They have falafel. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's like a Middle
Eastern and Mediterranean food.
Mediterranean food, yeah.
Steak and feta. Oh, dude, that looks awesome.
Well, doesn't it? I love feta cheese.
Harissa avocado. Chicken and rice. I had me Chipotle for dinner tonight. It was delicious.
Now, I will say something about Chipotle. I've never been disappointed when I go there, although it's not a place I generally frequent. Hold on a second.
Sure. I gotta look to see what time my flight is.
Ah, cat over here puking, wants to puke on the rug.
Isn't that great?
Say no, don't puke on the rug. Puke on the floor. It's easier to clean up. On a wood floor.
Right. I'll pick up my work phone temporarily. I want to see what time my flight is Saturday. They just announced the ruck, and the ruck is going to be at Sayada Grove, which is close enough. I might have a chance of making it if my flight's not too early. So let's look at the flight.
Wait, you're flying out. Wait, flying out Saturday, right?
Yeah, Saturday morning. Yeah.
What time?
I'm looking. Oh crap! 8:30 in the morning. So, yep, I can't do it. Flight 7:28 to Denver. At least it's a nonstop to Denver. So none of this transfer business bullshit. But so I get to miss the Rock this weekend. But that's okay. That's okay. I'll get there early enough. I get there like before 10 in the morning. So actually, I was thinking, well, they'll probably let me check in that early, I think. I don't know. I don't know what time check-in is at the Sheraton. All I do know is I do have to roam, make my way over to the convention center, pick up my stuff. Cause they got, gonna give me 3 different t-shirts and I gotta figure out when they want us to wear, we got a new product that's coming out. It's gonna be announced kinda at the keynote. And, we're all getting a t-shirt with the new product name on it. So, and in our Before You Go call, you know, as in the one for my company, for my division, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
We were told we were supposed to wear that shirt on Tuesday, I think it was. Yeah. Tuesday, but then we just got a Slack today that says, well, you're not supposed to wear that till after the keynote. You're not supposed to wear that to the keynote. We're supposed to be at the keynote. So, I have to ping my manager's manager, who will be there. But so I have to figure that out. Plus, I got like they have a way because this is a conference, a user group conference, right? And we have a booth there, and I'll be in the booth, regardless of whether I have appointments or not. But they also set it up so that. Our clients can set up an appointment, and I've got an appointment for a product I don't even know. So I'm like, hopefully I can answer his questions because nobody from that area is going this year. So the middleware folks are going to be there. So Taro will be there. Maybe we'll tag team it, but do the colleague. I can do the colleague part. He can might be able to do the middleware part, which I don't know if that's his area or not, but we'll see. See, I've been checking my calendar. Fortunately, I've not been getting a lot in there, so that's not a bad thing. Not anything I'd mind all that much. So let's see. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the only one I've got on my calendar. And my flight leaves Wednesday. We got a pep rally before things open on Sunday. So that'll be fun. Yeah, so let me look up my calendar. So yes, Sunday we're at the Mint Indian Restaurant and Lounge. Monday night we're at Venice Ristorante and Wine Bar. And Tuesday we are at Tamayo. So, and then yeah, my flight, at least if this is synchronized to Eastern time, I will be leaving just before showtime. So, and I won't get home till like 10:30, which means I'll take another 30, 40 minutes after I get off the plane. Because I'll have to scare up an Uber or a taxi.
Oh, what was I going to tell you, Joel? What was I going to tell you?
I don't know, man.
What was I going to tell you? What was I going to tell you? Last week. I had off last week. I think I mentioned that. We spent the whole week. I should have fixed the website, right? But I spent the whole week doing yard work. I mentioned that. We got a lot of it done, man. It's looking great. I enjoy the yard work. It's a good exercise, man. Pulling those vines out and pulling them out of the ground and out of the trees and, oh, really works the shoulders and the core. And hacking out stumps with an axe and a saw. Oh. Working them forearms and shoulders.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'll work Thursday and Friday next week. And then I'll be off. So sometime I'm betting Friday or Saturday, I will get my email from the South Carolina Mammoth March telling me what the trail conditions are, which is good because it's 2 weeks from that day. So, and I'm very, very excited about that.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Yep.
Did you have a race this past weekend? No, you
did. I did, actually.
You did. And you came in what?
Not great.
But you did it. You finished, right?
Yeah, I came in. Yeah, I did. Let me see. You know what? Hold on a minute. I gotta go bathroom real quick. I'll be right back.
Whoa. Well, at least Joel, at least not taking it to the bathroom with you. Well, he's gotta go, gotta go. Gotta, I don't know if we there's a lot of still cool Linux podcasts out there. We had a meeting on a company town hall today and they were just, there was one section that was about 15 minutes long. That they were just gushing over AI tools using Gemini and, co-pilot at Microsoft and really hyping them things up and saying, consider using them on your free time too, just to improve your skills and your personal toolkit and then getting familiar with these tools and how they can help you. And so I don't know, man. There is such a hardcore push for AI. I'm not thrilled by it. I've used some of the stuff and it can be very beneficial, but man, they're really pushing it hard. Really pushing it hard. Cause I gotta get money back. I gotta make money back. They're losing money. Losing the money. Right and left. Joel's losing money. But that was good. It's still, I got another 400,000 assets that I have to delete.
Ooh, sorry about that.
Ah, there we go.
Yep.
I was just lamenting about the work meeting we had today where it was a 15-minute AI love fest and how we should be using Copilot and Gemini more and even taking the time outside of our general work hours to play around with these tools to increase our personal productivity and understanding.
What do you want to do? Give him the finger? Because I would have.
Well,
I know. Let me bring up Race Penguin. I'll give you the stats here. Probably my biggest problem with this race, that I was in Saturday or Sunday. Yeah, it was Sunday. There was 9,427 people at this 4-miler. All right. So I was mid-pack pretty much the whole time. All right. I finally get into a rhythm, and then I'd run into like four or five people that were going slow as hell. So I'd have to weave around them, and it was just so crazy. And the race picks sucked bad. They didn't even catch me crossing the finish line.
Oh, so they didn't get your time proper?
No, they got that.
Oh.
They got that part. It's just the pictures. That's all.
Oh, did you say the race pick?
No, the pictures. Yeah, the race
pit. Oh, I thought you said the race pit, the PIT.
Oh, right? No.
Oh.
Yeah, so, yeah, in fact, there ain't no more, so they must be done uploading them. So, but I was only, I was just about 4 minutes over what I was shooting for time-wise. I was shooting for between 35 and 40 minutes, and I finished in 43:51. And in my age group, I was 240th out of 598. That would be males 50 to 59. And I would, overall was 2,375th out of 4,226 in my gender. And overall I was in 4,050th place. So, you know, mid pack. The winner though, here's the thing though. Top finishers, the guy who won. Overall.
Uh-huh.
Probably in his 20s. His average pace for mile was 4 minutes and 52 seconds.
For how many miles? The marathon?
For 4 miles, that was his overall pace. So he ran a mile in 4 minutes and 52 seconds.
Okay. And it was a 4-mile race?
Yeah, it's 4 miles. So,
he was 16 minutes.
Yeah, wow. Actually his finish time was chip time is 19 minutes and 28 seconds. his first is the 1.5 mile split he ran at in 5 minutes. In 7 seconds. This guy was cruising, man. It's like, it's insane.
That's of course, genetics he's in his 20s. Right?
No, he's also a hell of a lot younger than I was too, yeah, but you know.
Well, I mean, there's a whole genetic component to that too.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, this guy though.
Not to mention that he probably conditioned his like crazy for that.
Yeah, so I mean, it is just And to me, I will say this, even though I didn't get my goal time, I'm still really pleased with how I ran. It was an experience unlike any other race I had, because you got to run down the exact same ramp that the Ohio State Buckeyes run down every single home game. All right. And you run onto the field, you run, you pretty much run the whole length of the field and make a left turn, in the end zone and go run back down to the 50-yard line. And it was just an incredible experience.
Was that at the end of the race?
That's at the end. That's at the end.
Where did it start?
Right outside the stadium. Like, you head out kind of the opposite, end of the stadium, to get your medal and stuff. And that's where like the start was kind of over there, as well as the tailgate party. You know, they had like all sorts of like Raising Cane's. They weren't selling chicken fingers there, but they had a stand, and you could throw a squishy lemon into. They had these holes that you would throw these lemons into, and if you hit it, you got to pick something to take home with you. And I got a can koozie for my son because he collects can koozies. they had I'm trying to remember the name of the company. They were sponsoring this workout called the Murph, which I'm very familiar with it. I kind of would love to be able to do it, a Murph workout. It's usually done for the Memorial Day. Okay. A Murph workout. I think I probably talked about it last year. But it's a 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and a second 1 mile run. And you do that typically with a 20-pound weighted vest. Okay. The only thing I could probably not do would be the pull-ups.
Wow.
I could do the squats. I could probably do the push-ups, even with the vest on. I could probably do that, and it's often, it's often partitioned as 20 rounds of 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, and 15 squats. So, but that's the Murph challenge, and it's usually done. Like I said, it's usually done for Memorial Day for veterans. Murph Hero workout. It's a CrossFit style workout. So. But yeah, I'm not there yet. I can't do the pull-ups yet. I'm not far off though. When I do the assisted pull-ups at the gym, I can do. I'm trying to think. I've done some as low of weight as like about 80 pounds.
Uh huh.
So which means you can figure it out. I'm about 200. Some change right now, 200, 203, 204, somewhere around there. I've been kind of plateaued since October, which is frustrating, but I'm starting to think though now, cause now I'm doing the in-body scans about once a month. So I'm tracking what's my percentage of body fat and stuff like that more than I am, my actual weight now, and trying to get myself stronger, especially my upper body. I've been doing 2 upper body workouts a week. I'll probably do that one, second upper body, either Friday morning or Saturday when I get to Denver. I'm thinking about doing it Friday morning though, so I don't have to do the strength workout over the weekend. And just have to do 1 strength workout while I'm there. So the rest could just be cardio, but at least that's my plan anyway. And the harder part though is making sure I take my supplements with me. The vitamins, that's easy because they're all in little packets, but the protein powder is a pain in the butt. Yeah. I got to bag it up. I got these little tiny, Ziploc bags that are good enough for 1 serving of it. So I'll fill some of those up and, probably Friday after work, I'm probably going to go run over to Vitamin Shop and get some more protein bars to take with me. for snacks, just because it's better that I eat something like that versus going down to the hotel room thing and getting a bag of chips or something. I like potato chips, but God, are they awful for you. But
what are you gonna do?
I don't know, man.
Guess we should start closing it up since Joe's
yeah,
not
we'll
here.
Do it early, yeah.
Give yourself a chance to get your steps in.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not gonna run. I'll probably just, it's dark out, so I'll probably just go over the treadmill and through the thing on. Oh my. Let's see. Tickets for Summer Smash. When is Summer Smash this year? They just sent out the email about Summer Smash, which is a thing that First Form does. Oh, of course. It's June 4th through 6th, which means I can't go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's the same weekend that my son's tournament is. Doesn't matter either, because, well, the only thing that I'm kind of frustrated about not being able to go to that is when you go to that, it's pretty cool, and they usually have, like, some event-specific things that they send you home with. Like, last year, they sent everyone home with a canister of gooey butter cake level 1 protein. So, butter cake, you probably know what it is, but it's mostly a, like a St. Louis area kind of dessert thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's kind of a buttery kind of flavor. And that's also when they released the Formula One Clear Grape. It was an exclusive at the time, but now I can buy it anytime. So sometimes the stuff they'll introduce there, they'll, release it afterwards. Other times they won't, but, you know, that's okay, you know. I actually had to pay a little extra. I ordered, my pre-workout. I'm pretty much out of right now. And because I wanted to have it before I leave Saturday morning, I ordered at least a pre-workout and collagen. I ordered, next day air, so I should get that tomorrow. And then I ordered some Ignition again. Ignition's the glycogen replacement. And I definitely want to have those with me when I go. But the wild part is, the weather is going to be so weird, and I'm probably going to take my my puffy coat that I would wear in the winter and a fleece jacket, because it's going to be like one of those days the low is supposed to be 28 degrees. And then it's going to be in the 70s.
There you go.
It's crazy. I was going to take a smaller suitcase, but not now. So, but yeah, technical wise, I'm trying to think if I've done anything lately. Did I have it last week? I got a Kindle ColorSoft.
Yeah, you told us about it last week.
Yeah, and I've been liking it. I've been reading it. That's right, I just got it last week too this time, so. But yeah, it was, I've been reading books on, and I actually went ahead and, went for the 2-month trial of, Kindle Unlimited. So I got a bunch of books on there preloaded, from that. Kindle Unlimited, basically, if any book on the Kindle store is eligible under Kindle Unlimited, you can just download it. So, like, I've got a bunch of books that I downloaded off of that, including, I'm trying to think, I might have put, I'm trying to remember if I put that, the book from the movie that just came out.
Are you talking about, Project Hail Mary?
Yeah, I wonder, is that on there? It is in the Kindle store, but it's not under Kindle Unlimited, so bummer. Okay.
It's a good book.
Yeah. Yeah, I might have to do that, but I like added a whole bunch of dorky, geeky things on there. A bunch of Star Trek things. Try to remember what book I added that was interesting. Oh wait, those are ones I already downloaded. My Kindle's downstairs, so. Extreme Ownership. It's the book, what is the topic of the book here? How U.S. Navy SEALs Lead and Win. So I'm gonna read that. That'll probably be the next work-related book I'm gonna read.
Alright, I'm gonna play us out, Joel.
Play us out, my friend. Alright, you
get your steps in. Here we go.
I am sure.
Oh my god.
It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? With my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg poo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
I'll put links to a couple of my picks from the race in there. The first one there, that's the best one they got. You can see me wearing my sunglasses in the back. And let me get one of the action ones. And I don't like that one. Let me find one of the other ones. Here's one. But you can probably see why that I was getting a little frustrated during the race because I just got tired of running around people. There you go. That's actually right at the start, actually. Right about 3 or 4 minutes in.
Uh-huh.
And you can see me. I'm in the the right hand side of the pick, yeah.
I see you there. There's a red shirt, a guy in a red shirt and sunglasses, two women in a black shirt, and then there's you.
Yep.
Stepping out.
Yep. Last race, I'll run in those shoes because I got my Hokas. got my new Hokas. Here's what they look like. They're black. I tried, they had the next version of Ultras that I had. And I tried those on. They felt good, but the only color they had were white. And I'm like, well, I always said it. I wanted something with a little more pop, so let's try the Mach 7s. So, they're a little bit lower stack than my Ultras are, but they're comfortable. I'm going to wear them when I go to the gym here.
Do your taxes?
Oh, a long time ago.
Good for you, sir.
Yeah, I had a refund, so of course I did. Have you ever? Let me find a link to these before. One of the shoes I was chattering with some friends about shoes, and I mentioned knees, I'm half tempted at one point to get these, but I don't think they're that great a shoe. But the A6 Noosa. Have you ever heard of those?
No.
Oh, they are nuts. Let me get the link here from Amazon. They are nuts. they're a cheaper running shoe. But the thing they're kind of, the Nooses are known for is the colors, man. Just look at the colors, man. They're crazy. Kind of like graffiti on your feet. I don't know what the stat, I don't know any of the stats on those, but I find them kind of interesting.
Is that what you're gonna, that's what you got?
No, it's not what I got.
Well, maybe we could make this a shorter one.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, so much running around trying to get, like, tomorrow, we'll get nothing done but work and workouts. Friday's gonna be rough, man, cause, I gotta get everything ready to go for my flight Saturday.
Flight to Florida?
Denver. Denver, Colorado.
Oh wait, hold on a second. Let's start the show.
Yeah.
This is 1,100. What is it, 34?